Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody jump.
Ah, yes. After a day off because it was under the weather. Taz and the Moose, we're back together again as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You got Mike and Pete across the way. Bogish with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 Pacific. Good morning, Taz. What's going on, bro?
Good, Moose. Great to have you back. You're a trooper. I mean, you called out late yesterday, because the night before yesterday, I should say. You weren't doing well.
I held out.
You tried. You're a trooper.
Well, the fever peaked at about 102, I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to get up at 3:30 tomorrow morning.
Saying before the show, though, to you, man, you caught a break that you kicked out this quick. That you,
oh,
not the 100% now. I know you're not 100%, but still. I mean,
I thought I was like, Doom City. I'll see you Friday, post NBA trade deadline.
We'll talk about that when I get back.
That's right. That's what I thought I'd see you next. And I woke up basically yesterday morning about the time I usually woke up. Wake up for a little bit earlier than that, but. Coated in sweat.
That's the sign that you're getting healthy. Right? When you have a fever. Fever's broken, sir. Fever has broken.
Exactly right. But it's good to be back. And I know the show yesterday went great. And happy to be back here talking sports and other things with you. And we could talk about mountain lions. And the like.
Mountain lions. Did that yesterday.
Well, because I heard that story yesterday about a runner fighting off a mountain lion. I said, there's no doubt about it. Taz talked about that yesterday during the course of the show.
It could have been 4 to 5 segments. No, we went on for a little bit about it. Yeah. There might have been a little drop, some sounds.
I'm sure there was, absolutely great. Thank God the runner survived, and away we go.
Can't stop this show. Oh my god! Oy vey. That was funny.
We got a lot to get into on this Thursday morning. The NBA trade deadline, as we know, 3 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon, and some deals have already gone down, and we'll get into those over the course of the morning, Taz. And but we begin with some interesting comments by Warriors superstar Kevin Durant. Second best player in the world by most people's accounts, and had not spoken to the media because of all the conversation about where he is going to go this summer. And let's play his comments from yesterday when he stepped back in front of the microphone and addressed the media. Play it, Pete.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all? So, who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Well, There you go. That's Kevin Durant.
And they won.
And they won. And they absolutely torched the San Antonio Spurs as Durant, I think, finished the game with like 26 points as all the stars did shine for Golden State last night, Taz. I mean, interesting. There's a lot of ways to go. First and foremost, he's not – how many times can he ask the same question when if you're going to get a similar response? So, in essence – Kevin Durant is not wrong. However, this is the issue that I have with Durant. I want to get your thoughts, Taz, is you got to tune it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be reading the stuff online. You can't, obviously, which he does. You can't be looking at Twitter. You can't be looking at social media. You can't be reading one NBA insider after another. I imagine he was bothered by the Rick Bucher report on Bleacher Report last week saying that the Knicks have a really good chance of signing Kevin Durant during the course of the offseason. Those are what NBA people really believe, those close to Durant. I'm sure he was bothered by that as well. You can't read it all. You've got to let it go, and you have to have the understanding that, yes, it might be annoying. Yes, I understand the media is not doing you any favors, but this is what people are talking about when it comes to the NBA because the regular season in the NBA is boring.
Right. And listen, bottom line, look, I understand Kevin Durant's frustration. I do understand that. But you're the best player on the best team in the league. So, and there's a chance you could be dealt out here. So of course, there's going to be a lot of chatter about you. He's dealt with this, Kevin Durant. He understands that. He's not just a star. He's a superstar player. We can agree on that, right? We all know that. He's a superstar player. Superstars get attention on him. And a lot of times it's not positive. A lot of times it's negative. So you're right. He needs to tune it out better. He has a history of not tuning it out. He's a little bit thin-skinned. And you know what? If that's who he is, that's fine. Doesn't make him a bad person. But, you know, he's got to realize, and I know he knows his position in the league. He's next to LeBron James, he's the best player in the league, and he's on the best team, and he's the best player on that best team. So that comes with a plethora of attention.
No doubt. But Taz, if you want to, as we discussed earlier in the year, throw on the black hat and be the bad guy in the NBA.
Right.
Right? Where you've seen him get into it with fans courtside who are ripping him. We saw him critical LeBron James saying other superstars don't want to play with LeBron in Los Angeles.
And yeah. Yep.
Cut that storyline off at the knees about him wanting to play with the Lakers and said, you know, there are not a lot of guys. It's difficult to play with LeBron. No, there are not a lot of superstars that are going to sign up to play with LeBron. If you're going to do that and you're going to take on that kind of characteristic as an individual, as a player in the NBA, and kind of be the bad guy, then you can't care what people have to say.
Right.
You should care less what you, myself, what guys are saying on radio, what guys are saying on social media, what guys are writing about in the paper, what people are saying on television, it does not matter. It should not factor in whatsoever. You should use that to drive you. Because I'm sure obviously he is frustrated, but Taz, you got to stop listening to it. You got to stop watching it. You got to stop reading it.
And the more he reacts the way he did here, you know this, it blows it up even more. It makes it bigger. It's more attention. It's more on him. It's going to be, you know, he's a headline, and he creates headlines. He creates headlines, and because he is thin-skinned, and, you know, and I, like I said before, I understand that frustration. In my prime as a wrestler, I've had people in the media say incorrect things about me or say things that I was thinking or where I was acting in the locker room, which is false, you know, and a lot of times I just blew it off. I mean, but it wasn't the big social media thing like now. A lot of these guys, as you know, they're living on social media. You know, you just got to block it out if you can and don't let it bother you. You know, he snapped on the guy, which was entertaining.
Well, yeah, it is entertaining, but I mean, what do you want the media to do?
The guy's doing his job just like you have a job, you know, you're Kevin Durant.
Well, they have jobs too. But Taz, can he end it? Can he end the conversation? If he came out, if he wanted to, because he did say a couple weeks back that he wants to make the most amount of money. But if Kevin Durant had no intention of leading the Golden State Warriors, he could clearly end the conversation by saying, guys, I have every intention of being a Golden State Warrior the rest of my career.
Correct. But I feel he wants this. He wants buzz. Like, he wants, maybe not to this level that he's getting angry. Like he's been quiet, what, for like 6 days?
Nine days.
So throughout the Super Bowl, he's smart. He knows it's tough to get attention over the Super Bowl. He knows that AD was getting a ton of attention, so he didn't want. He probably didn't want. He knows how to play the social media game. He does. Most of these guys do because it's their generation. They understand how to play the system to a degree. It's just that, you know, this guy with this article, this guy from The Athletic, this guy Strauss, this guy got under his skin. Because if he's claiming the guy's quoting him, things he said that he didn't say, then if that's true, then I could see why Kevin Durant's really mad.
Well, I can understand the frustration, Taz, but you might be right about him playing the social media or grabbing the attention that he might be. But Taz, he can end the conversation. He has the power to end it.
He's got a player option.
Well, right, but he has the power to say basically, like, I want to resign here. Right. I love being a Golden State Warrior. I want championships here. I want to see, you know, how far and how long we can continue this title run. I can do all that because right now, honestly, the only thing that can stop Golden State in the NBA is really Golden State. Is really the distractions. Is really the turmoil that they allow to be created or they create amongst themselves, right? Mm, yes. That's the only thing, because if they're all on the same page, playing well together, there's not a team in the NBA that can play with them.
No.
Honestly the media. So if Kevin Durant is thinking about, okay, the short-term goal is right now, I want to make sure that we win an NBA title. What's the best thing to do to win it? And people can change their minds. So remember, Kyrie Irving told the Boston Celtic faithful during the course of the offseason, you know, I have every intention of re-signing with the Boston Celtics. And now that message has kind of changed here over the course of time to where now you've seen some conflicting reports. Kevin Durant can cut this story off at the knees by saying, I am happy being a Warrior. Right now, I have every intention of re-signing with the Golden State Warriors or staying in Golden State. Now, he could change his mind,
right?
And no one's going to kill him over it, but he can end the story and keep the focus on the here and now,
right?
And that is the Warriors trying to win a championship. But yesterday,
He didn't do anything. He just vented. He vented and he put more attention on himself, which I think he did by design to a degree. I do. You're right. You're 1,000% right. He could definitely kill the story and say, "Listen, I have a player option. I could do that. I'm staying right here with the Warriors. This is where I want to be. We win. That's all we know how to do is win. We're gonna keep winning, and we're gonna win another championship. I'm staying right here." He could have definitely done that. But I think that he wants to be in the buzz. A guy like this that is on top of the social media to this level. And he is thin-skinned. Look, and most of us, right? Most of us as people, we want people to say nice things about us. We want people to like us. Okay, we do. That's just human nature for the most part. Unless you're a complete heel, nasty, mean guy.
Shut up!
You know, then that's a different story. But for a guy like Kevin Durant, this guy wants, not that he wants to be loved, he wants attention. So by him doing what you're saying, was just my opinion. I'm not a psychologist. I just play one on the radio. But but I think that maybe he doesn't want to kill the story because he wants to keep that buzz. And maybe he ends up with the Knicks. I thought there's a good chance he ends up with the Knicks. But now I'm thinking, how the hell is he going to deal with the New York media once he starts playing bad? How is he going to deal with the New York fan base once he starts playing bad?
Well, but here's the deal. The story goes away if he decides to come to New York. Then it's about winning.
Right. Well, then it's put up a shut up. Yeah, you can't.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Because let's look at the stuff that got under his skin in Oklahoma City. Right. The stuff that got under his skin in Oklahoma City was maybe not being a great big game player, where maybe he read some of the stories where he had a down performance. And Durant seems like a guy, as he mentioned yesterday to the media, all he wants to do is show up at the gym, play basketball, practice or play, and then go home. So that's what Durant wants to do. If he signs in New York, yes, the pressure would be on him to win. But as long as he continues to do his thing, and if he's averaging between, 28 to 35 points
right.
a night
he's gonna be loved.
And playing great basketball,
he'll be loved.
Knicks fans are going to adore him.
Of course.
I mean, they're if it's that, and he doesn't, aside from this story, he had a couple of things, right? He got ticked off at the writer in Oklahoma City about calling him thin-skinned, right?
Yeah.
Then he had the couple burner accounts on Twitter when he went right. after fans who were criticizing him for leaving Oklahoma City and jumping on a championship team in Golden State. And then we've got this storyline about his impending free agency, and that led to the discord between him and Draymond Green. And then these kind of things rearing right. their ugly head.
He's a polarizing guy, and I just my instincts and my gut tells me he wants to be polarizing. When he says, I just want, and I'm paraphrasing, when he says what you just said, when he said, I just want to go to the gym, play, and get my car, whatever, and go home. I don't think that's true. I think that he likes this. He likes being a headline guy. I do. I think he's an ultra-competitive guy. He's a great player. I mean, there's nobody going to throw a flag on that. The guy is a great, great player. Why would you not want him on your team in regards to winning basketball games? This guy is a winner. But I don't think he wants what he's saying he wants. I don't think he wants to just go home, chill at home, and then go to the gym and play a game and win and be on TV and then go back home and do it again. I don't think that's what he wants. I think he wants headlines. I think that I do think he was frustrated. I think he vented on the guy. I don't think he liked that the guy from the Athletic, Strauss, was apparently saying things that he didn't say, that Kevin didn't say. So that, I think, pissed him off for real. But I do think he wants the headlines, Moose. I don't think he wants to be like Kawhi, where he don't talk to the media, you don't hear nothing. The guy just goes and scores points and plays great. You don't hear nothing.
But I do know that you can. I mean, Patrick Ewing was never great with the media. Now I know it's a different time with social media, but Ewing was never a quote-unquote media darling in New York City. And he often, I mean, Knicks fans would be starving for Patrick Ewing to be back with the organization. But Ewing was often criticized by Knicks fans. But he was kind of protected by the New York Knicks at times. Now, I know it's different ownership at this stage, but you look at, I think if he came to New York, Taz, that would be the motivator where if you're Durant, you all of a sudden are able to shut everybody else up forever. I mean, then if you win.
You got to win.
You basically, everything goes by the wayside. Now, everyone zips up. No one's going to critique you. No one's going to criticize you. You can look at your Golden State days as the way that LeBron looked at his Miami days and then go to a franchise and try and bring a championship to New York if he so desires. I mean, I don't know. He could have cut it off yesterday. He didn't. I don't love the fact of him being as aggressive as he was. I think he's got to tune some of the stuff that's being written out. I think he's got to stop reading the stuff that's online or hearing what's being said about him. I know it's difficult to do, Taz, because we all like to,
of course,
we all read everything.
Of course.
I mean, for the most part, but
as much as you can,
much as you can. But there comes a point where you're not doing yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice. And here's the other thing, as I mentioned, right now, the media is the only thing that can stop Golden State.
Right. The media
is the only thing that can stop Golden State. And not saying that people have bad intentions. My point being is that they can, if the stories persist, and maybe this is the way that Durant felt like he needed to address it, because the only thing that can stop Golden State is themselves. And if they don't play and aren't on the same page and there's discord amongst the teammates and they're thinking about free agency, Taz, then the Golden State Warriors will not win another NBA championship. If everyone's playing together, the Warriors are going to win the NBA title.
Yeah, and that starts with Kevin Durant. He's the best guy on the team. And that's what I was saying earlier, and I'll say it again. You're the best player on the best team, and you've been a stud player, a superstar for several years now in the league. You have to expect this, KD. You're going to have a lot of people talking about you all the time. And let's be honest, bro. You love it. You do.
Yes.
Here is one of the players. As a comparison, Kyrie Irving last week when the Celtics were at Madison Square Garden. Clearly another big-time impending free agent this summer, the guard from New Jersey. And a lot of people have talked about the fact that he might want to play in New York, maybe Brooklyn, but people have put him at Madison Square Garden.
Mikey,
as a little bit of a comparison.
Backflips.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Here is Kyrie Irving addressing his impending free agency.
You know, like I said, I'm appreciative of the fan support I get in the arena. But, of course, coming back home, obviously what's going on in terms of that noise and commentary is just a bunch of nonsense right now. You know, can't do anything about it. So I'm just accepting. I'm appreciative. But at the same time, I got a game to focus on.
Yeah, see, listen, that's the way to – yeah. And he did go on to say it's my decision come July, and you'll find out, you know, come July 1st. And that's the right way to handle it.
He kept it business. He didn't get emotional. He didn't get personal.
I've got a game to play.
Right.
Not saying, you know, grow up. Not chastising the media. Understands that it is. Understands that it's the noise. Don't pay attention to the noise. He's focused on his job at hand. And that's the way, if you're Kevin Durant, That's the way you need to approach the rest of this season. That's it.
Imagine being a grown man in a presser and with all the men and women of the media, and someone says to you, grow up, man. Grow up, bro. Grow up.
I know.
Imagine that.
No.
Man, that would be a problem for me. I gotta be honest.
I trust
you. Grow up, bro.
I get it. I get it. But that's where then you have to take the high road as a member of the media as well.
Well, that gentleman, Mr. Strauss, did do that because he didn't say that. What's he going to do, though?
Well, not just that, but it doesn't. You can't. Okay,
I know.
He can't all of a sudden start to throw it out.
So throw a chair at the guy.
Grow up.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Throw a chair at the guy.
Yeah, right.
Kevin Durant and him just having a fist fight.
Then he'll be let out in handcuffs and fired.
I'll take the NBA player in that fight.
Yeah, that's so? Who are you?
We'll come back. We'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227. What's your take on what Durant had to say in chastising the media yesterday? Which approach was better, Durant or Irving's? What's your feel in terms of the Warriors moving forward here? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. It's NBA trade deadline day. It's a Thursday. It's Taz of the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
Get all the latest on NBA trade rumors and deals right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. That's your number to call. Taz and the Moose with you on a Tuesday morning. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. First time this morning. What's up, Drew?
Moose, oh. Taz.
Hello, sir.
Good moment. This report is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Anthony Davis is still a Pelican this morning, but basically everyone else is on the move with the NBA trade deadline coming this afternoon. The Wizards dealing Otto Porter Jr. to the Bulls for Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker, and Markieff Morris to the Pelicans for forward Wesley Johnson. The Heat sending Tyler Johnson and Wayne Ellington to Phoenix for forward Ryan Anderson, and the Kings part of a three-way deal that lands Iman Shumpert in Houston while also getting Harrison Barnes from Dallas for Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph. Barnes found out about the trade while playing for the Mavs against the Hornets. Luka Doncic finished off Charlotte.
Doncic against Batum. Puts it on the floor now against Zeller. Steps back away from Zeller for three. Hit it!
Yeah, Cooperstein, Mavs Radio, Doncic, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists in the 99-93 victory. The Warriors smacked the Spurs 141-102. Golden State hit 24 of 25 shots across halftime. The Jazz dumped the Suns 116-88. James Harden with 36 points in Houston's 127-101 win in Sacramento. And the Bucks outscored the Wizards 148-129. 43 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals for Giannis. As for the college kids, number 6, Nevada outscored Colorado State 98-82. Number 14, Villanova needed OT to beat Creighton 66-59. And number 21, LSU went past regulation as well, up against Mississippi State.
4. Gets it to Reed. 3 ball left of the arc. Bounces.
Goes through. Good!
Hit the left side of the rim, went straight up and spun right through the net. 92-88, Naz Reid with a huge triple. He has 29 points.
Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Network. Naz Reid, the freshman, 29 points in what became a 92-88 victory. Nick Foles, $2 million payment to the Eagles for his free agency, reportedly processed yesterday. Philly now expected to place the franchise tag on Foles, then try to trade him. The San Francisco Giants reportedly met with Bryce Harper yesterday in Vegas. And on ice last night, the Rangers rallied past the Bruins 4-3 after a shootout, and the Leafs topped the Senators 5-4. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Let's go out to New Jersey here, Moose, and talk to John. Hey, John, you're listening on radio.com. Johnny, what's up, kid?
Hey, Taz, what's up, brother?
How are you?
What's going on, John? How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. Hey, look, I can completely sympathize with Kevin Durant with, getting frustrated at the chatter, that, just the nonstop chatter with the media. But as a Knicks fan, who I want him badly, as I think does every Knicks fan, the rabbit ears have to be a concern. And then now it's a pattern. It happened in Golden State. It happened now in Oklahoma City. And, I mean, Mark, you say that if he comes here, it's going to be, well, if he scores 30 points a game, he's going to be loved. It's going to be a hell of a lot more of that, more than that in New York. He's got to win. And if he's if he has rabbit ears in Oklahoma City, he's gonna be hearing a lot in New York if the team doesn't win. And like I said, you have to. I mean, like you said before, you have to tune it out. And if he's having a hard time tuning it out, that is a concern for me.
Okay, but if you look at each and every individual, now the column in Oklahoma City, they called him Mr. Unreliable, right? So they're critical of his play on the court. And he got frustrated by that. Now, that's a criticism that could clearly come his way in New York, right? He got upset with an unnamed TV personality who said that he was told by Durant's people that Durant wanted to go to the Lakers, right? And then he fired back and said that was not true, got into it with that TV personality. Then you get to this scenario where he's addressed the media about this topic numerous times. He didn't talk to the media for 9 days, and he felt like, as Taz mentioned, stuff was being written about him that he never said or was untrue. So he got frustrated about that. So could he get criticized for his play on the court with the Knicks? No question about it. But the other stuff goes away. If he signs with the Knicks, there's no stories about him going to Los Angeles. If he signs with the Knicks, there's no stories about him leaving Golden State and going to all that comes to an end. It's just about his play on the court.
Well, there may not be stories about free agency or things of that nature, but you know how the New York media can be. There could be a story about anything. I mean, let's say, I don't know if he's married. I don't know. I mean, what if he's seen with a girl or anything? There could be a story about anything.
But, John, he's a mega star. He's been a star for years. We all can agree he's thin-skinned. I don't know if he's that thin-skinned. I would think he's a smart enough man that if he were coming to New York, that's he knows some of that stuff's going to happen. His ear, John, is on top of TV and radio when it comes to the NBA because he wants to hear what negative or positive people are saying about him and what fans are saying on the social media. Therefore, he hears the narrative that KD can't play in New York because he's too thin-skinned. So he's probably the type of guy that wants that challenge, with a secondary challenge besides getting the right amount of money and going to a team and winning if he doesn't want to be in Golden State. I don't know. I think that he's a competitor, and I think he is thin-skinned, but I do think that he comes to New York, he's going to snap, but it's going to take him a while to snap. I do think he'll end up snapping, but I think he's going to know that people are saying he's thin-skinned and he can't deal with New York.
Look, from your lips to God's ears, because I want him.
I want him today. I don't blame you. He's a great player. I'd want him too if I was a Knicks fan.
I just hope it doesn't turn into something a heck of a lot more here in New York.
Right.
John can understand
that. We appreciate the call, John.
You can also, there have been guys, you can be a star in New York and you can disappear. You don't have to be,
True.
I mean, you can. I mean, initially, early on, of the level of Kevin Durant, you would say Jeter.
Definitely.
Early on in his career, when Derek Jeter first cracked in, there was the stories of him being linked up with Mariah Carey. Right. There were the stories of him with, said model, this and that. But for a long time after that, Taz, it disappeared. It went away. And then you got the report about him giving out gift baskets a night with a lovely lady, or him basically when you showed up at his Tampa compound down in FLA, that you had to basically put in your cell phone before entering the door, that there was a basket there that you couldn't take pictures or do anything like that. But Taz, the point being is that it disappeared for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, you could grab attention like Alex Rodriguez did. Alex Rodriguez did a spread, I think it was either in GQ or Maxim, where he's kissing the mirror with himself in the mirror. He was sunbathing shirtless in Central Park on a rock. Remember that picture?
I actually tried to forget that one, but thank you.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's ways that you could go grab attention.
I know.
If you want attention.
Right.
But New York is a big enough city where There are ways that you can disappear.
It's a good point.
You can disappear.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
There's a lot going on in New York. A lot of sports teams and a lot of attention, a lot of guys on these teams.
So if you want to get away, if you just want to be a guy that's going up to the Knicks practice facility in Westchester and going home or going to play a game, hopping on the plane, doing that, there's a lot of ways that you can go, a lot of places to live where people are going to leave you alone. They're not going to bother you. They're not going to be up your rear end, and they're not going to be trying to take pictures of you left and right. They're going to mind your. You're going to mind your business.
And I think Kevin Durant, more games out of not, he's going to have great games. I mean, that's just he's a great player. So he's going to be consistent in his ability to get rebounds, score points, get assists, and just be a great player and shoot. He's a great shooter. He's a great everything on the court. So he's going to most games. If let's say he goes to the Knicks, he's going to have great games. So now if the team's not winning, because okay, maybe, but I that could bring attention on him. But you're right. If he wants to disappear, he can. He can. I mean, Gita's, I think, a great example by it. Because I remember being in New York, and I remember during Gita's prime, I mean, you know, how great an amazing player he was. And you never heard boo about this guy.
No.
Nothing.
You didn't hear
anything. Besides that Mariah stuff, which was like, whatever.
But that was early on. That was when he was like, you know, he was like 22, 23 years of age. That was early on in his career. But after that, it kind of went by the wayside. It did disappear. Now it's a matter of who you surround yourself with and, you know, and how you're living your lifestyle, you know, what you're doing outside of playing basketball. Are you going out and you're partying? Now, listen, if you want to grab attention, you know, you play a game in Madison Square Garden, you don't have a game the next day, you're going to One Oak. Right. And you're partying all night long and you're enjoying yourself. And then there's the paparazzi and they're gonna be taking pictures of you. But if you go from Madison Square Garden, go to your apartment or your house or townhouse or brownstone, whatever it might be, no one's gonna bother you.
They're gonna
leave you alone. Now the question is, can he handle the media?
But that's the other question. But you're right. But see, that's the $1 million question, because the media nationwide knows this guy has hot buttons. This guy has hot buttons, and that's the media's job, is to press those hot buttons. You know you have someone that has those buttons that are lit up. Ding, you got to press them. Ding, you got to press them. You got
to
press them.
No, they do. They do. But Taz, okay, he comes to New York, and he wins. And he wins. And I'm not... nothing ever works out for the Knicks. So I'm a lifelong Knicks fan.
You're beaten down.
I imagine that the Knicks will end up with no free agents. You know, they'll have the free cap space. You know, Kyrie Irving maybe ends up in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant resigns with Golden State. You know, they'll spend money on a middling free agent, overpay for him, and they won't even end up with the number one overall pick. So I'm a realistic Knicks fan. Nothing ever works out for the Knicks. But if it should... and he takes on, say they do land Kevin Durant, he can quiet all the critics forever.
I you're right. I hope. I really hope. I'm not a Knicks fan. I hope
it would be great.
He goes to the Knicks just for all jobs.
Well,
I want to talk about this every day.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm not kidding, because I think it's a great marriage, and I think the Knicks fans deserve a great player, and they really do. And I'm a 76ers fan. And by the way, if Kyrie Irving ends up going to the Brooklyn Nets, okay, Mikey B will hold his own parade going over the Brooklyn Bridge, okay, and then he might even run over to the Williamsburg Bridge and do a parade over there. Those are both bridges that connect New York and Manhattan and Brooklyn. For those people that are in the West Coast or middle of our country, just to let you know.
Did you see the report? Did you see David Griffin, the former Cavs GM, what he had to say about that?
No, tell me.
Well, that Kyrie might prefer Brooklyn over the Knicks.
What are you nuts?
That's what he said?
Yeah. He did say that.
Let me tell you something about, we're all going to talk about Brooklyn.
Number one, right.
Listen, bro, I watched them play last night. I was texting with Mike. Dude, they're a fun team to watch.
They are.
There's no drama with that team. They just play. There's like, I don't see any drama. Right? There's no drama. Am I missing something?
No, they just play. And I actually would not want Kyrie on that team.
Really?
Well, they snapped a 3-game losing streak.
They have a point guard. They don't need two ball-dominant guys. Go use the money elsewhere. I wouldn't want Kyrie. Well, everywhere he goes, there's trouble.
Well, you're not going to get Tobias Harris now.
No.
There's still a chance. Him and their head coach are best friends from Long Island.
I really wouldn't want Kyrie. Wow.
I use the money elsewhere. Let the development happen. I don't need it.
So no parade over to Williamsburg Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge?
No, I might be doing something.
Now, do you think the 76ers keep together now their big four?
The big four.
Butler.
Hope so. But Tobias Harris, Simmons. Embiid. You got J.J. Redick there. I mean,
That's a great big four down in Philadelphia. And they said they have the money to, they have obviously the money to re-sign them all. Re-sign both of them. Butler
told you guys last year, that's my team, baby. That's my team.
Butler complains too much for my liking.
Well, he does.
He complains all the time.
He's been a little quiet, though, lately. He's been a little quiet.
I understand. He has been as of late. But there were the stories 2 weeks ago of it. I get he's worked his rear end off. I understand he was not highly recruited. I know that not people were not expecting
him to be a superstar. Tells you every time there's a microphone on him.
Oh, my God. You got to stop. Enough.
He does.
It's like a guy walking around who's got a lot of money with his like a bank account.
Or
like,
look at my watch. Look at my money.
Well, no doubt about it. Like a sandwich board. Here's my latest withdrawal.
Sandwich board.
You know,
I'm very rich.
I'm worth $6.2 billion.
And how's your day going?
I know, exactly. Hello. Right. Well, it becomes a point. I get it. I know you work hard. I get it. I get you've turned yourself. But I understand you outwork everybody. I get it. That's what makes you. But
nonstop.
You don't have to continue to tell everybody. Now it's known.
I know. He does it all the time.
You know it.
It's nonstop.
Right.
No, I agree.
Yeah. If I were one of his teammates, it'd drive me crazy. I get it.
You work hard. You did. You paid your dues. We got it.
Yes, I understand.
We got it, Jimmy.
You made yourself out of nothing. I get it. You weren't recruited out of high school. I get it.
We got it. But big force.
I understand. You weren't well thought of coming out of Marquette. I get it.
But now he's got Tobias Harris there. Obviously, Embiid and Simmons been there with Butler. So that big four is going to be, I'm telling you, you got to throw J.J. Redick in there. That's a hell of a starting line. Lineup there. That's pretty legit. Dude.
Well, the Sixers are going for it.
Yeah.
Doors wide open.
That's it.
Go get it.
They heard me chirping out here. They know I got their back.
That's it.
Yeah.
Taz leads the way.
Yeah. That's probably what motivates them.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, did the Pelicans pull one over on the Lakers? We'll explain. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and the Moose with you.
Fun.
On a Thursday morning, NBA trade deadline day. We'll get into all that and more next. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Taz, a lot of discord in Los Angeles right now as they made their big play for Anthony Davis down in New Orleans with the Pelicans. And kind of, you know, we sifted through a lot of the BS out there in terms of how this deal would go down. And you know, we obviously, you know, the Lakers were the favorite at one point in time, and they did not get really much much in terms of a callback from the New Orleans organization for Anthony Davis. And we know what the Lakers' offer was, you know, multiple first-round draft choices, you know, every young player, you know, Kuzma, Ball, Ingram. I mean, they were willing to trade basically everybody to try and get Anthony Davis. Before this summer when the Celtics would come to town, Boston and Danny Ainge is basically pleading with New Orleans, wait, because they can't trade for him now after the Irving deal because of the Rose rule. And now you get, you know, the scenario of did New Orleans play the Los Angeles Lakers? Because as the Lakers are getting absolutely torched last night, by the Indiana Pacers.
Got smoked, dude. 136-94.
Oh, my God. Got torched. The Pacer fans, they're chanting, you know, LeBron's going to trade you.
While Ingram's on the line.
While Ingram's on the free throw line. I mean, first and foremost, that's a great chant.
Yeah, no, it is.
That is an absolutely great chant. Number two is, you know, good for New Orleans.
Yeah.
No, honestly, good for New Orleans because LeBron deserves it. The Lakers deserve it. Magic deserves it.
Yep.
Number one, this whole idea that, the Lakers come calling. So now, and Rich Paul represents Anthony Davis and LeBron James, so therefore Anthony Davis needs to end up with the Los Angeles Lakers is complete utter nonsense. Now, that's coming from a lifelong Knicks fan who is clearly jealous of all the success the Lakers have, and I'll readily admit it because the Knicks have not won a championship since the early 70s. Funny. So I am jealous of the Lakers' success. But number two is, you know, was LeBron James, who spoke openly, got reprimanded by Adam Silver in the NBA, who spoke openly about what it would mean to him, how great it would be to be able to play with Anthony Davis. So the New Orleans Pelicans basically called the Lakers out.
Oh, yeah. They did, and they worked them. As we say in the rest of them, they work the living hell out of the Lakers and Magic and LeBron. Everybody in that Lakers organization, they got worked. Well, how about we give you this? No, that sounds like a good deal. How about, you know, add somebody else? Come back. All right, we'll come back. How about this? No. Yeah, dude, it's great. They worked them. They played them. They played them like a flute. I would have loved to have been sitting in New Orleans with the owners and the GM and all this stuff, sitting there with them while the Pacers are beating up the Lakers, and they're chanting to Ingram, like we just said, that LeBron's going to trade you. And meanwhile, Victor Oladipo's out. He's out for the year. He didn't even play. Their best player didn't even play for the Pacers on that day, and they got smoked. My point is, I bet you the New Orleans Pelicans organization, they were laughing while that was happening because they played the Lakers big time. You want to mess around, tamper with our guy? All right, yeah, no problem. You want to do that? Fine, no problem. Now we're going to play with you. And they played him, dude. There ain't no way AD's going to Lakers. That's not happening.
No, I don't think it's happening either. And as those chants are going down and raining down on Tuesday night, I mean, you look at this scenario here for the New Orleans Pelicans. As we said it the other day, you wait.
Right, exactly. There's
no rush.
No.
You don't have to trade Anthony Davis. The Lakers are not the only team. And as Danny Ainge of the Boston Celtics, and listen, the list has changed, right?
Yeah,
it was, the Lakers are the only team that, this from Anthony Davis reportedly, you know, from his camp, the Lakers are the only team I'm willing to sign long-term with, right? Then that deal, there was not much of a, you know, no real conversation between the two franchises.
Then the father, AD's father, said he doesn't want to go to Boston, right? Boston,
yeah. Then all of a sudden, it became four teams,
right?
It became the Lakers, it became the Clippers, it became the Milwaukee Bucks, and it became the New York Knicks.
Right.
What would lead you to believe it won't change again? Maybe all of a sudden the Boston Celtics come into the fray? And here's the other thing. Even if they don't, if the Celtics are willing to gamble, are willing to take the gamble on a year and give you Jason Tatum in that package, because they wouldn't guarantee Tatum would be in the deal, but they also said everybody would be on the table, why wouldn't you wait? Because I got to be honest with you, Taz, he would be the best player in any package that you realistically can get from anybody.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to get the Greek Freak from Milwaukee.
No, not
him. Right? Yeah, from the Lakers, I would want, I don't care if they're offering me Ingram, Ball,
Kuzma.
It's not Tatum.
I completely agree.
So I need to get the best player I can possibly get. And if that is still on the table from Boston,
Dude. Then
that's a deal that I'm willing to wait for.
If you're a Celtics fan, you do not want that to happen. You don't want Tatum off that team. But back to the Lakers real quick. Dude, we were talking about this yesterday. Myself and Mike and AB was sitting in for you. Dude, this don't happen now. With Anthony Davis going to the Lakers, all of this thing blew up. You got LeBron sitting at the end of the bench. Okay, they don't want to talk to him. Okay, the team, that these players feel like they're not wanted. Guys, these young guys like Kuzma and Ball, you know, Rondo, they got LaVar Ball now talking. He's chirping again, okay, because he's like, you know, he buried Luke Walton. Okay, I talked about that yesterday. All of this stuff happened, and New Orleans helped feed this thing. They blew this thing up. They blew the Lakers up. They did, by just doing what they did. Think about it. They really did. It's hysterical. It really is. Unless you're a Laker fan.
Well, no, sorry. It is hysterical, but it's also a lesson.
Right. It is a lesson.
Here's the lesson.
It's a humbling lesson.
Unless you know you're going to get the player, unless you, without a shadow of a doubt, know that you're going to get the player, you cannot have players' names be leaked out in a possible trade scenario. You just can't.
You can't because it unmotivates these guys.
Well, it just completely kills morale.
That's right. That's what happened.
You just cannot do it, especially, Taz, when you're dealing with young players that have not been and do not have the experience. It's easy to say, well, I'm a professional athlete now. You have guys that have had their rear ends kissed basically since they were 12, 13 years of age, right? You've had programs running after them for a year of commitment when you look at the college ranks. And then there are high draft choices in the NBA. Of course, it comes down to a little sense of pride. Nobody wants to get dealt. And I understand it's Anthony Davis, but young players also don't get that at that stage. They don't have the experience at that stage. They're looking at the excitement. Now they're looking at LeBron James saying, wait a second, we get it. They're smart enough. No, your agent and Anthony Davis, that's you right. guys have the same agent. That's you right. want Anthony Davis here. You publicly spoke know. About it. Now all of a sudden, we're all of a sudden going to get traded to a package no. down in New Orleans. Well, screw you.
You're right. Those young guys on that team, Kuzma, Ball, and these guys, they know that LeBron James is pulling magic strings left and right. They know he's running the show, and to the point of the agent also with Anthony Davis.
Well, why am I going to buy in if you're not buying in on me?
No, I don't blame these guys. I understand they're getting a paycheck, but still, it's like there's no morale, there's no motivation.
Right, I'm going to commit to you. I'm going to commit to everything it takes to being a teammate for you. But all of a sudden, when another player comes along, you can't wait to get rid of me?
Yeah, it's not nice.
Taz Moose, CBS nice. Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.